This morning, we learned of some type of attack that took place. As the morning unfolded, it seems more of the details became clear. The last I just heard that 19 people are wounded, one critically, and Rahman Litzlan, there was one death of a 15-year-old young man, sounds like a yeshiva bocher, who lived in Har Nof. On the one hand, any such news, any such occurrences has to have the effect of, you know, reevaluating our entire existence. Unfortunately, that effect only lasts for a very short period of time. But even so, I think it's kedai to pursue the matter a little bit, to try to strengthen ourselves, develop a perspective, and hopefully strengthen our own bitochen that should lead to a matzav for ourselves and for Acheinu Bnei Yisroel that such tragic events should never take place. It's almost trite, like what are you talking about, to mention that there's no accidents in this world. And in the inimitable words of Chaim Brisker, every bullet, I'm sure every grenade and every bomb as well, has its address. So nothing happens by accident. Everything happens despite the fact that we all have Bechira Chofshis, despite the fact that Rishoyim exercise their Bechira Chofshis in a despicable way, but nothing can happen unless it's so ordained, Min HaShemayim. That realization creates a certain level of comfort, but it also generates a certain level of question. Hard to understand. It's painful to think about. It's not a happy thing to attribute it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to say, yes, this is what he wanted. On the other hand, that is the reality. So I guess we have to try at least. That seems to be what Eoiv did. After suffering the loss of 10 children and all of his wealth and his health, he spent 38 prokim until Perek Lamed Tes, where I was trying to understand what was going on. This super tzaddik, this giant of a person, and couldn't make sense of it. And only then did Hashem reveal to him, "Vayomer Hashem el Eoiv, Efo Yisa B'Yosti Oretz." Hashem says to him, "You won't understand. You weren't around for the beginning of creation. You don't see the whole panorama upstairs, that needle point from the beginning of time to the end with all the considerations and all the neshamas and all the gilgulim and the neshamas that have to come back to this world to fulfill a certain purpose, and then they finish their purpose and they leave this world. You don't see anything. All you see is the disheveled threads that are hanging down. And only after 38 prokim of trying to understand it, did Hashem finally reveal to him that it's beyond his understanding. And it should be that way, because you can't rationally understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all of his cheshboinus. But even then, he only said this to him where the posuk before Rashi learns that he was meramis to him, that he's going to have children again, his wealth again, his health again. And only then was he able to deal with this issue of it's beyond our comprehension. So mitzar echor, it's very hard to deal with this. Well, we just don't understand. But that is the ultimate reality. Mitzad sheni, the only chance that we have of understanding or of dealing with that is when we focus at least on the chesed Hashem. When we focus, when we see, when we're strengthened, when we're optimistic, when we're growing in our sense of appreciation of the chesed Hashem and developing a bitochen Hashem, and at that optimism, that positivism, that uplift, that sense of connecting to the good that Hashem brings in this world, it seems that's also a prerequisite to be able to accept the fact that things that are beyond our understanding. We also have to appreciate the schus, and it sounds painful and it sounds almost callous to say, but the schus of dying al kiddush Hashem. There's no doubt in the world that anyone who is Chmon al-Islan killed in these cruel and brutal and ruthless and inhumane attacks that take place because it's Eretz Yisrael, because we're Am Yisrael, it's Kiddush Hashem. That's chus is above and beyond. And we know that people have a mission in this world. And sometimes it's their first mission, their first run. And sometimes the neshama is a gilgul of a oftentimes great, great person from previous generations who had to come back to this world to fulfill its mission and to be mashlim, that which was lacking. And sometimes, as the Asor HaRugei Malchus, where the Zohar says that they are the neshomas, they were the gulei neshomas of the Aseres HaShvotim, that had to return to this world to reach superhuman heights of greatness, to die al kiddush Hashem, to be mechaper for the ever so slight mistake that the Achim made in their calculations in the Mechiras Yosef. So we need this, just like Eoiv needed to put things in perspective, at least to attempt to try to understand before he could realize that in reality we can't. We also need to do that. We need to realize that when there is illness, or when there is damage that's caused, sakona that people's lives may be in because of such tragic occurrences, the power of tefillah. Not only the power of tefillah, but sometimes people are, amongst other cheshbonos, and this is part of what we can't understand with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how everything comes together in one situation. There's a reason this person had to have this bullet and this problem and whatever it may be, but yet there's also the vehicle to bring about greater tefillah. We have to realize that sometimes greater tefillah is something that brings about a Yeshua for further situations that we're protected from. I'm not living here, I'm not updated as what always goes on, but from what I understand from years gone and previous, and we have no idea how many such terrorist activities and attacks and bombings and killings have been averted. Some would say averted by the prowess of the security system that we have in this country, but others would recognize that it's all b'hashgachas Hashem. And who knows if it isn't the tefillos that we utter for those people that were affected, in the hope and with the prayer that they should have a refuah shleima, that they not only serve to help these people to survive, but they ward off, they thwart, they protect us from so many other such occurrences which are definitely on the agenda of our ruthless enemies. I think we also have to keep in mind that although we need some means of dealing with situations that we don't understand, as Eov tried to do for Lamed Ches Prokim, coming to such tentative or possible or scenarios that might give us some sense of, all right, I don't know, I don't understand, but have something to think about, something to consider, a possibility, something to calm me down a bit and reduce that sense of anger and devastation. But we also have to realize that we can't lose the sensitivity to the pain. Yes, the pain of a person whose life was cut short and doesn't have the opportunity to do more mitzvahs, more schusim, more learning, more growth, more dveikus b'Hashem. And in this particular case, getting married and producing future doiros. And can't lose sensitivity to that, despite the fact that we know in Gan Eden, that's the best place there is. It's where we were all supposed to be in the first place, if not for the nature of human shortcoming. And we also have to feel the pain of the families. The families who are broken, devastated, suffering a pain beyond anything that anyone could imagine, unless they actually experienced it themselves. But we have to go on. We have to strengthen ourselves. We have to draw chizuk from these situations. And we have to utilize these situations to strengthen our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to strengthen, believe it or not, our bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in that way, to strengthen ourselves, and hopefully, Be'ezus Hashem, to thwart further tragedies and further attacks, further efforts on the part of our enemies to destroy us. So just wanted to offer maybe a word of chizuk in Yonei Bitochen that maybe could help us deal with situations which seem to be beyond the pale of something that we could be sure about. You know, it's easy to have Bitochen on little things. Yeah, two reasons it's easy. Number one, no big deal if it doesn't happen. I could manage it. And number two, it could happen. I'm not asking for anything so out of the ordinary, so outlandish, so unusual that I say, oh, no, this is beyond. I can't imagine. But when it comes to things that are very, very serious, very, very challenging, very difficult, sometimes it's much harder to imagine that could happen. To put it in very mundane terms, people that could have bitochen that they're going to have a parnosa. I'll make $100,000. I'll make $200,000. I'll make $250,000. $250 million? That I find a little bit too difficult. You know, and some people can have that. They'll go, let's go a little higher. But you know what I mean. You get the point. So this very interesting Rashi, series of Rashis actually, in the previous parsha, where Eliezer is in the process of finding a shidduch for Yitzchok, and he sets up this whole system. He says, "V'hoya hanaro asher omar eleho atino kadech v'eshte," that girl that's going to come and say, "I'll give you to drink." "V'omar shesei v'gam gmalecho ashke," and she'll say, "You drink, and I'm going to give also to your camels." She's the one that you have ordained or appointed for Yitzchok. And through this I'll know that you've done this chesed with my master Avraham and allowed me to be matzliach in my quest for a shidduch for him. So, of course, Rashi explains that the chesed that she would do would be an indication that she is ru'uya to enter Avraham Avinu's house, which was Malei Chesed. It seems from the Meforshim that if she's so deeply rooted in Chesed, that comes from a point where all the Midas are based on this connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this Mahu Afato, but maybe she's worthy to be in the house of Avraham. Uvo Eida, Rashi says, Loshen Tchino, Hoidia Libo, Ki Asis, let me know. If I will know, he has a tchino. He says, "Boy, Eda means, please help me, Rabbi Nishalot. I'm begging you that if she will be from the mishpach, imtiya mi mishpachtoi, from his family, Avraham Avinu's family, and hoygenesloi, appropriate for her." For him, for Yitzchok, Eida ki osiso chesed. Fine. Then he's waiting to see what happens. Then, what does he do? He sees her, and she says, "Gam gamalecha ashke," she says, "I'm going to take for your camels also." And then he takes out his rings, his gifts that he brought, and he gives it to her. And after that, he asks her, "Vayomer basmiat, hagidilo," then, no, basmiat, then. Yes, has a place to stay, whatever. So Rashi says, "Hagidi lo basmiat, hagidi no li basmiat." No, "Vayomer basmiat hagidi." Okay, basmiat. Stop there. "Vayomer basmiat la'achar shenosan lo shoalo." So Rashi points out the unlikely, the unusual, the absurd almost thing. He asks her who she is, which was what he wanted to know that he succeeded in his mission, that she's the appropriate one. That's what Rashi said before, that he had a tchino, bo eida, loshen tchino, ki osiso chesed im tia mimishpachtoi, bo egenesloi, then I'll know. And he gives her the rings, and he seals the deal, so to speak, before he even asks her whether she's from the right family. So Rashi says, lefi shohoyo botuach, Bischusa shel Avraham Avinu, shel Avraham, shehitzliach haKadosh Baruch Hu darkoi. He was batuach. I don't think he was batuach in the schus of Avraham, but in the schus of Avraham, with that schus riding with him, he was batuach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him and that he found the right one. He was matzliach in his message, in his mission. The question is, how, if his mission was, he set the mission, whether that was part of the mission originally or not, but that was the way he understood the mission, that he has to find one from the Mishpachtoi, from Avraham Avinu's Mishpocha. He didn't know that yet. He's going to ask her, and that was his whole tchino, when I find out that she's from the Mishpocha, then I will know, ki osiso chesed. Here, he sees that she fulfilled the basic condition by giving the camels to drink, offering the camels to drink, as she actually gave them. And now he says, I'm giving her, I know she's the right one, and now I'm going to ask her if she's the right one. It sounds like there's such a metzius, which is very strange, but very familiar, I think, to all of us. And that is that a person can be so confident. Something leads him, guides him, inspires him to be so confident in the Chesed Hashem that I know that I'm Matzliach. I know he's not going to let me down. I know I was Matzliach. I feel it. That Sloch is here. Even though rationally, there's still a detail that I can't yet be sure of. Rationally speaking, I don't know if I was Matzliach because I have to ask her if she's from the right Mishpocha. That only happened after. But he was Botuach, that Bischus Shel Avrom, that he was Matzliach, even though he could not answer the question, in reality, is she from that family? I don't know, I'm going to ask her and find out. And I needed that in order to know that I was Matzliach. What's Tutzach, though? What's going on over here? It seems that he was able, through his Bitochen in Hashem, buoyed by what happened, that part of his, or his initial simen was fulfilled, and the schus of Avraham Avinu should be working for him, that he was batuach, that he was matzliach. I relied this matzliach. If you'll ask me, is she from that family? Well, you know, in fact, I don't know. But I know I was matzliach. I have such a bitochin, that I bitochin in Hashem, that I was matzliach, even though I cannot testify to one critical detail, which I myself set up, that without that, it's not going to work. It's not going to be a shidduch. That detail is still lacking. I still have to fill in that detail later. But I had enough bitochin to be able to act as if I knew it, even though I can't really say that I know the information. But I felt the hatzlocha to such an extent that even without the rational component of knowing the specific detail, it's enough for me to be confident that I was matzliach and to actually seal the deal. He took all the gifts that were supposed to be given to the proper shidduch for Yitzchok and delivered them to her even before he knew if she was from the right family. And I think that this really assumes a certain depth of understanding of the concept of bitochen. And I think it's best expressed most succinctly and clearly by Dovid HaMelech, with maybe the assistance of the Vilna Goyin. The Pasuk in Yud Gimel in Tehillim says, Perek Yud Gimel is, Dovid HaMelech says, Alekai b'cho b'tachti alei voisho. No. The Dovid says, Adonai Hashem tishkocheni netzach. How much longer are you going to forsake me? He was hiding and running in the caves. He says, Ha'iro enai pen ishan hamoves. Says, please, I'm afraid. He was afraid he was on the verge of death, of being pursued by his enemies. And finally, at the end, he says, Va'ani b'chastecho botachti. I trusted your chesed. Yogel libi b'shuasecho. My heart, yogel es loshen osid, will rejoice in the Yeshua. And the Goyin points out that Yogel Libi is that he will, actually, he's confident now. Yogel Libi, my heart, will rejoice in the Yeshua. I know, I feel, my heart, I feel in my heart. I will rejoice in my heart with the Yeshua because I know what's going to come. But if you analyze the Pasuk, he did not say, V'ani bishu oscho botachti. I didn't trust in the Yeshua. I don't know if the Yeshua is going to come. I can't say I'm trusting Hashem that the Yeshua is going to come. That means I look at what I need and I say, it's coming. No, it doesn't start there. It starts with a trust in the Chesed Hashem. I have this ultimate, total, and complete trust in Hashem's Chesed. Everything Hashem does is Chesed. Olam Chesed Yibone. He created the world with Chesed only for the purpose of Chesed. All he's Rachum V'Chanun. That's what he does. That's his name. That's the way he operates. It's all Kol Kuloi Chesed. Hoydu Hashem Ki Toiv Ki LaOlam Chastoi. The same Chesed with which he created the world, he recreates the world every single day. Ki LaOlam Chastoi. We say LaOisei Nefloyes LaOisei Orim Gedolim Ki LaOlam Chastoi. And when I internalize that message, and I fully understand the depths of the Chesed Hashem, then even though I don't know yet what's going to happen, but I'm so confident in the Chesed Hashem that that gives me the sense of Yogel libi b'shuasecho. I know I will rejoice in the Yeshua. I may not have the details. I can't imagine maybe certain details. And if I had to start, I need X, and I have bitoch, and I'm going to get X, I'd never get there. Because, mechitesa, why? Well, I know Hashem. Yeah, but how do I know? Do I know I deserve it? What's, no. But when I understand the full extent of the Chesed Hashem, and as the Goyin adds, based on the what we say in Nishmas, Adheinu Azurunu Rachamecho, Azurunu Chasotecho, V'al Techeinu L'Nesach, the Goyin says, we look and we say, until now, everything you did for me was only Chesed and Rachamim. I didn't deserve anything I got. So it's all Chesed, all Rachamim. Therefore, I remain sure that you're going to continue the Rachamim. So the confidence in the Hatzlocho depends upon the sureness that Hashem is mole chesed with no exception. Everything he does is chesed v'rachamim. Memela, I can be confident. And even though I can't imagine at this point the reality, because I can't say I'm confident in the reality, I'm confident in the chesed. And that leads me, the feeling, that overwhelming sense of Hashem's chesed gives me that I just know it. I just feel it. I know my heart will rejoice in the actual Yeshua. And I would like to suggest that maybe that's what's happening over here. He really didn't have this final step, but he was so confident in the Schus of Avram, in the sign that he got from Hashem, in the Chesed Hashem, that Hashem was helping him, and he saw how Avram Avinu's Schus should be an indication that he's being helped. And the partial help that he got, that gave him such a sense of confidence in the Chesed Hashem that I really can't rationally be sure of the last detail. But emotionally, I'm confident that I was Matzliach. And therefore, he was able to perform this, whatever he had to do, give her the gifts that he had to, and so to speak, finalize the deal, even before he knew intellectually, rationally, for sure, that she was from the right mishpocha. And I think at times like this, you know, it's very hard sometimes to say, well, these things are not going to happen. I'm surrounded by enemies, enemies living in our midst. It seems now more than ever the enemies in our midst are having become more enemies that are instigated and motivated and maybe compensated by outside hatreds and influences. And sometimes it's hard to really imagine that it's not going to happen. But we have to be focused on the Chesed Hashem. And if we're focused on the Chesed Hashem, even if we can't be certain about that rationally, that last detail, but the realization of the extent of Hashem's chesed has to give us the strength that we know He will protect us. He will protect all Acheinu B'nei Yisrael. He will heal those that are hurt and broken and wounded and those that are suffering because of the tragedies that have occurred. And in that schus, even though on a rational level, it may be hard for us to comprehend that with all that's going on, but Hayad Hashem Tiktzor, Hashem can do anything. And to the degree that we can put our trust, not that the events won't take place, but in the Chesed Hashem, despite the fact that intellectually I may still be, it's hard to imagine. All right, so it's hard to imagine. I can't be 100% intellectually sure. All right, but emotionally I have that trust in the Chesed Hashem. That can be such a schus to protect us, to help us, to be matzliach in all of our endeavors. And we know that our bitochen can help and be a schus for others as well. Because when we said Tehillim this morning, after hearing of this tragic occurrence, the kapitlech that we said very little about asking Hashem to help. It spoke only about strengthening our bitochen. Yachel Yisrael el Hashem, nafshi l'Hashem, mishoymim l'boiker, Hashemim l'boiker. And Maskila David, the same thing. Zoati Elech Hashem, Amarati Atom Achsi. You are my source of refuge. We just inspired ourselves in Bitochen, and then we make a Mishaberach that the people that were hurt, that they should have a refuah. So it's the schus of the inspiration that we get that brings refuahs and yeshuas to ourselves and to others. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help that those that were hurt should have a complete and total recovery. That the family of the Nifter should find true Nechoma, and that Klal Yisrael should be spared, all of us, individually, collectively, and nationally, universally, should be spared the tzoras that are so easily and with such deep hatred perpetrated against us. And we should be zeicha that should no longer have to say three times a day, but we should be zeicha to see the Shiva Tzion and the Gula Shleimo b'mheira b'yomein. Amen.